Yesterday we spent a lot of time on Tosfos Daf Yud Amud Beis Dibur Maskil Akfi Li Katan, and today we would like to move a little bit further in the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis, and the Gemara says the following: let's see if we all have the same shura that we're up to here in the Gemara. Umi ika manti omar. So if you're counting from the bottom up, let's see, how many lines would it be? One, two, three. Three lines up from the bottom. Okay, umi ika manti omar chotzel lav mishum yoda isra boy. So we said that there was a machlokas. Reish Lakish held that chotzer is mishum shlichus. The Gemara is now going to try to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that chotzer mishum yad. Vasanya, we have a brisa. The Torah says because of lost sefer krisus v'rasan biyada, and the brisa says ainli ela biyada. How do we know that a man could divorce his wife with a chotzer? In other words, he puts the get into her chotzer. Gaga chatzera v'karfifa minayin. Tamid lomar v'nasan mikol makom. So the word v'nasan is an expansion, it's a ribui. And it teaches me that he doesn't have to put the get into her hands, but rather he could put it into a rishus, he could put it into a chotzer, with it's gaga, chatzer v'karfifa. Now, if you're going to tell me that chotzer is only a shliach of the isha, it's not yada, so then why do I need a special pasuk v'nasan to teach me that nesinas get into her chotzer is a maisa gerushin and she's megureshes? We derive the parsha of shlichus and get from v'shalach v'shilcha. In other words, in the parsha of shlichus, we have a ribui for shlichus. So a woman can appoint a shliach to receive her get, just like a man could appoint a shliach to bring the get for nesina. So therefore, if we interpret shlichus in the case of chotzer, if we interpret chotzer as shlichus, then why do I need a special ribui of v'nasan b'chol makom? And the answer that the Gemara wants to give is, therefore, shlichus is mishum yad. Chotzer is mishum yad, and it's not mishum shlichus, and therefore chotzer would not be derived from the parasha of shlichus, a get. So even though a man can give a get into a woman's shliach, if she appointed that shliach, I would still not know that a man could give a get into her chotzer, because chotzer is not a shliach. Elo what, it's mishum yad. Yeah, but how do you know that chotzer is mishum yad? Do you follow what I'm saying? When the Torah says v'nasan biyada, if not for the ribui of v'nasan mikol makom, then we would have assumed that he has to put a dafka in her hands. Now, in the case of gneva, we already have a ribui that chotzer is considered a shliach, which means that if the ganav pushes the animal into his chotzer and then he locks the door, then he's kodeh v'kinyan gneva, and he's chayav for as a ganav. So we already have a source for the fact that chotzer operates as a shliach. We would not know that a chotzer operates as a shliach min svara, but we would derive it from this pasuk. But once we have derived it from this pasuk, now chotzer is elevated to the status of a shliach, and just like a woman could have a shliach for get, she could have therefore a chotzer as a shliach for get. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers the following. Let's reject one of our premises. He says the le'inyan get kuli alma lo pligi de chotzer mishum yada isra'boy. We're not going to have a uniform definition of chotzer. Is chotzer to be qualified as either A or B, either yad or a shliach? It's not miksha achas. We can actually have a theory of relativity. In some cases, we're going to classify chotzer under yad. In other cases, we'll classify chotzer under shlichus. Le'inyan get kuliyamalo pliga the chotz mishum yodis rabbi. The ribui that we saw in this brisa from Vinasan places chotzer as an extension of the yad, and that's going to have repercussions la'locha. Ki pligi, the machlokis here about whether or not chotzer is mishum shliach or mishum yad is le'inyan mitzia, which means that we're talking about a case of a ketana, and she doesn't have a shliach, but she does have a yad. Is ketano le'inyan kinyan chotzer? Would she be able to be kona a mitzia, a lost object, through her chotzer? Marsover, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and here we're going to turn to Daf Yud Alef and Aleph, yalfina mitzia miget. That just like in the case of get, the Torah said that her chotzer is like her yad. Nobody questions that, but Rabbi Yochanan went a step further, and he says that even in the case of Mitzia, we're going to classify her chotzer as a yad. And therefore, we're going to say that since she has a yad, she therefore has a chotzer, and the chotzer is meaningful for her to validate, to operate as a kinyan for the Mitzia. Umar Sabar Reish Lakish holds lo yalfina Mitzia miget, and it means that we don't derive didi mominos from get. Get is what we call isa veheter. And therefore, what we need is, in the case of get, we need some sort of an establishment. I'm sorry. In get, we've established that chutz is mishum yad, but in the case of mitzia, we don't know if chutz could operate mishum yad. Why? Because Dine Momenos operates in a whole different way. In Get, you just put it into a yad. It's almost like a ritual. It's like a physical transition in which we get to get into our yad. And now the Torah is saying that Hachatz is an extension of our yad. In Kinyonim, we don't know that a chotzer could be like a yad. It could be an extension of a yad. So we don't have any source for shlichus in the case of chotzer mishum shliach, in the case of mitzia. We cannot derive it from get, and therefore we don't know what would be the status of a chotzer with regard to mitzia. Because if chotzer now is mishum shlichus, that's Reish Lakish Shita, and we cannot derive chotzer in Didi Momenos from chotzer in get, where get is considered a yad, and we don't know if in mitzia we can upgrade a chotzer to the status of a yad. So again, the chotzer is a yad as far as get is concerned. And what that would mean is that as far as kinyonim, a ketana, although she has a yad for get, and v'nosam v'yodah would apply even if she's a ketana, that's only in get. Because in get, we say all we need is her yad, and chotzer, the Torah says, v'nosam v'yodah is mishum yad. But as far as setting up her chotzer, as a yad for kinyonim is concerned, now we're governed by the laws of Dini Momenos, we don't know exactly what would be the status of a chotzer in Dini Momenos. Now, let me just get the mathematics here. We do have a pasuk in Dini Momenos that teaches me chotzer, and that's in Mimotzei Timotzei B'yado Hagneva, which means that the Torah says that he can be kona, the ganav can be kona through his chotzer. And we do have a source there for Dini Momenos that Chotzer is operative. But we cannot derive any conclusions from that pasuk as far as a Katan is concerned. Why? Because if we're defining Chotzer as Shlichus, according to Reish Lakish, then although a Ganav could send a Shliach, again that led us to the whole question about Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera, he can send a Shliach if he's a Gadol, and therefore the chotzer could operate on behalf of the gneva for a kinyan gneva b'toras shlichus, but in the case of a katan, we cannot derive any conclusions about a kinyan chotzer because a katan doesn't have shlichus. So that even though a kinyan chotzer would operate mishum shlichus in a case of a gadol, and that's only because the parsha in gneva teaches me that chotzer mishum shlichus operates, but that's because a gadol has shlichus. but we need another ribui in order to determine that a ketana or a katan could have a chatzer for kinyanim, that a ketana could have a chatzer for get. That's already based on yad. But that's only a din in get. In isur v'heter, we consider the chatzer as a yad for venosa and v'yoda. But when it comes to dini mamonos, then according to Reish Lakish, we need a new parsha. We need a new modus vivendi, a new operative mechanics here for chatzah, and that chatzah has to be mishum shlichus, and that can only apply to a gadol and not to a katan. So again, we need the ribui of a kinyan chatzun ganov because ein shlichus dvar averus. So I have to know that shlichus operates in gneva. Once I know the shlichus operates in gneva, then I understand that chatzer could operate in gneva as well as a kinyan for the ganav, because chatzer mishum shlichus is raboy. And if there's shlichus, then there's chatzer. But in the case of a katan or a ketana, how do we apply the principle that we derive from gneva, that chatzer mishum shlichus, since the katan and the ketana don't have shlichus, and therefore how do you know that they could be kona through a chatzer?
This question, I think we, a couple weeks ago, mentioned it. Maybe it was a process of a chakira that there was a kinyan involved in Messina Saget.
Ah, that's interesting.
That there was one, I didn't hear.
That the isha has to be kona haget.
Okay.
So this is a machlokas I mentioned between the Ketzos and Reb Chaim. Right? The Ketzos says, based on a sugyan daf chaf in Gittin, the Gemara says that kasav lo get al ola shel zayis, and it was an ola of arla, and arla is also by no, is megureshes. Now we know that there's no kinyan, you can't own, there's no bailus on isuri hano, so the Ketzos derived from that sugya that venosam v'yoda has nothing to do with kinyanim. And this sugya here, as David points out very well, would be a simple, straightforward, you know, on the surface, a raya gemura for the Ketzos. Reb Chaim understood that even in the case of venosam v'yoda, she has to make a kinyan on the get. And therefore, we have to go through all of Torah's kinyanim and figure out how she makes a kinyan on the get. Let's say, for example, nasan l'toch kolosa, right, with a kuf, right? So there, she has a basket, and that basket could serve as a chatzer, and now the chatzer could be kona the get on her behalf. So Reb Chaim asks the obvious question of the Ketzos, what are we going to do with the case of Ola shel zayis isuri hano? So he claims, Reb Chaim, that the kinyan of get is different than classical kinyanim. Why? Because the kinyan is what we call kinyan shtaros. The get is a shtar. The shtar is a raya bichsav. And the kinyanim are not in the gufo shel get. She doesn't have to own the physical paper on which the get was written. She only has to own the raya of the get. So in Isuri Adno, where you have no possibility of being makne, the gufo shel get, meaning the niara get, the cloth on which the get was written, she could still make a kinyan on the raya get, despite the fact that the get is Isuri Adno. And Reb Chaim went a step further, and he said that in the case of Ola shel zayis, there's no tfisa of the Baal on the get, meaning he's not holding. Let me go back one step. There's a case where the Baal puts the get into her yad, but he's still holding on to the get. That's called Meshicha Biyodo.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says, Eina Megureshes. And what that means is that that's not called a Nesina. A Nesina has to involve a no backs situation, where he gives her the get in such a way that she now has the get, and he has no...
She's in control of it.
She's in control of the get.
Chatzer would seem to satisfy... Yeah, even if she were a ketana.
Right. The question is a chatzer mishum yad? You know, you may have chatzer in kinyonim, but as far as get is concerned, Reb Chaim doesn't deny... I mean, Tli Gitech Magal B'Karka certainly proves it, that there has to be a venosan biyada. Reb Chaim's only claiming that in addition to Vinasa Biyoda, she has to make a kinyan on her get with the normal, the abnormal, unusual Right. Torah's Kinyan.
So here it's a
Chatzin. Oh, so what the Gemara means to say, according to Reb Chaim, that in the context of Kinyanim on a get, Chatzer is considered Har Yad. And the Torah says that when he delivers the get into Har Yad, she makes a Kinyan on the get. And the Pella of the Chiddush here is that it, even though a Ketana could normally not have a Chatzer to be Kona something, but in the case of a get, she could have a Chatzer to be Kona the get.
That's
why?
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, that's all based on Vinasa V'yada, right? Because Reb Chaim understands that the unique Kinyan of the get, of the Ish and the get, is based on Vinasa V'yada, and it applies even on in Isuri Anah. But all this is under the assumption that the Baal is not holding on to the get. If the Baal retains his ownership on the get, then it makes it impossible for her to make a kinyan on the get. So all we need is a possibility for her to make a kinyan on the get, which means we exclude the Baal. If the Baal is still in the picture and he has Mashiach Biyado, then it excludes her possibility of making a kinyan on the get. The Gemara now is establishing that Chatzer is Mishum Yad in the case of get. And now she could be Kona the get, even if she's a Ketana through Yad, because the Torah says that a Yad is a Kinyan on a get, because of the fact that it's an Asinas a get, into Yada. And it's Venosa Yada generates its own Torah's Kinyanim, but it's not the Kinyanim that operate in Dini Mamas. And therefore, Mar Sovar Lo Yalfina Mitzia Miget. You know, it's to say that she now has a Chatzer as a Kinyan for Dini Mamanos, that's only in Get where the Torah says Venosan V'yada, and it sets up new rules and regulations as to how she is Kona the Get, namely as a result of the Nesina she's Kona the Get. Therefore, we don't have any rights to extrapolate from that a Ketana could have a Chatzer in Kinyanim in the case of Mitzia. Eboy Seymour, let's go on. The Gemara wants to give another teretz to the kasha that we asked before about the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether a ketana has a chotzer le'inyan kinyonim. And the Gemara says the following: B'ketana kuyalmalo pligi the alfinon mitzia miget. Wow, now we're going to be machalik between a katan and a ketana. In the parasha of Vinasa B'yada, the Torah was Mechadish Chatzer, but that's only because Ha Chatzer is considered Hayat. And therefore, if you want to ask me, can a Ketana be Kone, a Metziah through Hayat? The answer is yes. And even Reish Lakish would agree to that, because Yalfinon Metziah Miget. In other words, if through Vinasa B'yada she can make a Kinyan on the Get, and in this case, even though she's a Ketana, and she doesn't have shliach, right, because there's no shlichus, but nevertheless, in Ketana, the Torah is mechadesh, a new din of yad, and that din of yad, insofar, again, here Reb Chaim has the upper, you know, the yodol yonah against the ketzos, that just like the Torah is mechadesh, that chotzer is mishum yad, in the case of get, to generate kinyanim, is therefore yalfina mitziya miget, that a ketana could have a chotzer, which is mishum yad, for kinyanim. Mm-hmm. However, with regard to a katan, v'hacha, where's the machlokas b'shim Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? That's b'katan k'miflugi. When the Torah is machadish that a ketana could have a chotzer, which means that she could have kinyanim through her chotzer, that's a specific chiddush in the case of a ketana. But in a case of a katan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yalfina kat miktana. When the Torah is telling me that a katana can have a chotzer, and she could be kona the get through her chotzer, because her chotzer is like a yad, then we're going to equate a katan with a katana. There's no rhyme or reason to distinguish between a katan and a katana. So that just like the chotzer of a katana is yad, to be kona the get, and Yalfina Mitzia Miget, nobody denies that. So that the Chatzer of a Katan is likewise a Yad for him to make a Kinyan on the Mitzia. Umar Sov of Reish Lakish holds, Lo Yalfinan Katan Miktana. And therefore, if the Torah is Mechadish in the case of a Katana, that she has a Kinyan Chatzer through Yad, that her Chatzer is like a Yad, we have no basis for a conclusion about Katan. He doesn't have a Kinyan Chatzer. And that's where it ends. Now you might ask, well, even if a katan doesn't have this chiddush of yad, that a chatz is mishum yad, let him have the chiddush of chatz mishum shlichus. But the answer to that question is that a katan doesn't have shlichus. So mimonav shach, a katan is excluded from chatzer. He's excluded from a chatzer b'toris yad because lo yalfinon ktana kat mi ktana. He's excluded b'toris shlichus because a katan cannot have shlichus. Again, is this logically satisfying? Are you comfortable with lo yalfinon katamiktana? Again, it's very strange to say that the Torah is machadesh chotzer for a ktana and not for a katan. There's no difference between a katan and a ktana in Hilchas Kinyonim, in Hilchas Das. Where do we find even a hair's breadth of a difference between a katan and a ketana? That's a pella.
Yeah.
Lo yalfinon katan miketana.
Well, because the Torah says v'natan b'yada, and therefore there's a special din for the one receiving the get as opposed to other.
Right, so Yosef, I would agree with you if you were limited to Isa Veheter, but now we're extending it, and even Rish Lakish extends it to Mamona.
Yeah.
And we're giving the Ketana a Yad LeMamon, completely independent of Ged, has nothing to do with Ged. She sees a Metziah or the Metziah falls into a Chatzer, and she's Kone. Why? Because Chatzer is Mishum Yad. How do I know the Chatzer is Mishum Yad? I derive it from Ged. So I've already made that crisscross from Get and Isa V'Heter over to Mamon. Once you've already granted me that you have that bridge to Mamon, then now you can distinguish between a Katan and a Ketana? You're going to say that a Ketana is granted a Yad for Kinyonim through HaChatzer, but a Katan doesn't have this new Yad of Chatzer for his Kinyonim. That's a little bit odd, you know. If you are only limited to the circumference of Isur V'Heter, then I nicha. But now we're going over to Mammon, and nobody questions that.
And they all accept it. It's halacha.
Yeah. Now I want to ask you: is it possible that this whole sugya is dealing with the Rabbanans and not with Doraisas, which would change the whole perspective? Because if we can inject the Rabbanon into this picture, then maybe the Rabbanon would say that we're not going to establish the same laws for a katan as we do for a ketana. That would be a little bit more palpable. No, I'm talking about in the case of Metziah. In other words, with regard to Metziah, are we operating with a Doraisa halacha that a ketana could be kona har metziah through a chatzer, or is that perhaps a takonis chachamim? Now that sounds like a wild idea, but let me read to you a note here in the Masifta. It's based on the Nachlas David, who I think was a Talmud of the Gaon. He says, Bein l'Rav Yochanan, Bein l'Reish Lakish, Chatzer mishum yad is rabbi b'metziah. Everybody agrees that chatzer mishum yad is the only way of understanding metziah. Because again, if chatzer is mishum shlichus, then how could a ketana possibly be kona a metziah through chatzer mishum shlichus? She doesn't have shlichus. But if we're going to say chatzer mishum yad, and Reish Lakish, at least as far as Ketana is concerned, is going to agree that Yalfina Metziah Miget, which means that Chatzer Mishum Yad applies the same way that applies in Get, it applies to Metziah, and therefore just like she, the Ketana, can have Chatzer Mishum Yad in Get, she can have Chatzer Mishum Yad in Metziah. Kevan Shat Torah Chidsha Kinyan Chatzer Beget, the Torah is Mechadesh that chatzer is kona the get, and the Torah also is mechadesh that a ganov, right, himotze timotze, could be kona his gneva through a chatzer. Vaday shahadavar hu midin yad. So therefore, shneim modim Shechotzer hi kiyad michol mako. This touches on a discussion we once had about what chotzer mishum shlichus means. Is chotzer mishum shlichus denying that chotzer is mishum yad, or it's adding on top of mishum yad also mishum shlichus? Nechleku rak be'inyan takonas chachamim shemetzias katan. In other words, in the case where a katan found a metzia minatora, the katan does not have a yad to be zochen a metzia. That's clear. However, midrabanan, they gave the katan a yad to be kona metzia. So if the katan midrabanan has a yad to be kona metzia, then we can go one step further and we could say that that takonis chachamim, that metzias katan is his, again in the case of yad, and extend that to chotzer. That just like, you follow, we're operating here with two equations. We have an equation between chotzer and yad, and then we have an equation between the takonis chachamim of giving a katan a yad for metzia and giving a katan a yad through his chotzer to be kona metzia. Do you follow my point? We start with an equation between chotzer and yad, and therefore the Torah says that a ketana could have chotzer for get. Why? Because the Torah says v'dasa b'yada, and we're equating chatzera to yada. So far, so good. Now we're getting to the case of metzia. In the case of metzia, would a katan be able to be koda metzia? So midrabanan, they gave a katan a yad for metzia, to be koda metzia. Would they have gone a step further and established that for a katan, midrabanan at least, he can have a chatzer for metzia? And it all depends upon gzela. What I mean to say, the Chacham established that if a katan finds a metzia and he picks it up in his hand, then if somebody would take it out of his hand, he would be over gezel. Again, all b'rabbanan. We're not allowed to take it away from him. Do you remember this? Mm-hmm. That should be familiar to us. So again, we're saying now that min haTorah, a katan does not have a yad to be zochin a metzia. It's the Rabbanan who instituted this takana of yad in the case of a katan to be zochin a metzia. Is tak min rabbanan yesh lo yad? So the Rabbi Yochanan sover shetiknu lo meaning for a katan yad, tiknu lo gam kinyan chotzer ki yad. In other words, based on the Torah's paradigm, in the case of get, that a katana has not only a yad for her get, but she also has a kinyan chotzer for her get. And therefore, if we're following the pattern of the Torah is already giving us this model, this precedent, that chotzer equals yad. So where there's yad, and it's effective, therefore, ipso facto, there's chotzer, and a ketana has yad, and therefore she has chotzer, and that's going to be derived from v'nasa b'yada. Then applying that same reason to Metzia, in the case of a Drabbanan, the Drabbanan are going to imitate the Torah. They're going to also have this equation between Yad and Chotzer, and they're going to say the following. Let's be Mesaken a Takana that, in a case of Metzia, the Katan could lift up the Metzia, Biyado, and now we're giving him a Yad, and therefore no one's allowed to take the object out of his hand, because Midrabbanan, that would be Gezel. He's kona a metzia with yad. Now let's operate with the Torah's equation of yad and chotzer, which we saw in the case of a ketana linyan gita. And we're going to now apply that on a drabbanan level, and we're going to establish now that a katan can be zochen a metzia through a kinyan chotzer, because chotzer is ke yad. Mipnei shebeget yesh kinyan chotzer l'ketana l'kabal es gita. And therefore, on a drabana level, when the Chachamim made an instituted a kinyan yad for a mitzvah for a katan, they would go one step further and apply that takana, extend that takana to include even a chatzer of a katan. For a shlokish,
chatzer shel katan. Chatzer, how does a katan have a chatzer?
Perhaps das acheres machno through Yerusha. So this is Rabbi Yochanan. Now we get to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish sover sherak yad tiknu aval kinyan chatzer ki yad lo tiknu mishum shetama takana. Why did the Chachamim feel compelled? What motivated them to institute a kinyan yad for a katan in Dine Mominos and Mitzia? It's mishum darkei shalom. Okay, so now we get into some of the more sticky issues about what darkei shalom means. He wants to claim, okay, this is not so glatt for me, this is not so smooth, but he says, dafka chatifa miyado shalakoton, that's considered a problem of darkei shalom. Ach, however, bechatifa michatsero shalakoton, that's not going to, if we allow the chotef to grab it from the chotzer of a katan, and the katan never made a kinyan yad, ain't kol kach chash mishum darki shalom, ain't kol kach chash of meriva. Again, you have to go into all the nitty gritty details here about would they fight if this gadol comes along and rips it out of the chotzer, or only if he rips it out of the hand of the katan. I don't know, those are technical issues which I cannot. He says, therefore, ein ledamos get shehu isura lemitzia shehu mamona. And this is what the Gemara means when it says lo lomdu mitzia miget. So we have a whole new interpretation of lo lomdu mitzia miget. And we're saying lo lomdu mitzia miget means that we're not going to derive chotzer Mishum Yad, in the case of Kinyonim of on Mitzia from Get, because even though the Rabbanim want to imitate the pattern of the Torah, which would mean that Yad and Chatzar are one and the same, but nevertheless, there is no Yad in Dini Mominus. The whole institution of the Yad was the Takonis Chachomim Shelo Yarivu, that they shouldn't have an altercation and undermine the Shalom Bayis. And that only applies in the case of Yad and not in the case of Shliach. That's what Reish Lakish is saying. He says this is the Nachas David. If I remember correctly, you can look that up here in the back. I think he was the Talmud of the Gaon. I'm trying to remember his last name. Anybody want to look it up? I mean, okay, I don't want to spend too much time on that. Ibois Eimah. Now the Gemara offers a third interpretation of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and we'll try to summarize all three Mahalchim. Mar Omar Chadu V'lo Pligi. That in fact there never was a Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They both agree that we can derive Mitzia from Get. They both agree that we cannot derive katan from ketana. Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about a ketana, Reish Lakish was speaking about a katan. So if you want to know whether a katan or a ketana could be zocha in a get, in a metzia, through their chatzer, so you're going to have to first ask, right? So you have to first get to the specifics. Are you talking about a katan or are you talking about a ketana? If you're talking about a ketana, then Rabbi Yochanan said that yes, a ketana could be kona mitzia through chatzek. And that's based on the principle of Yalfinon mitzia miget. If you're talking about a katan, then even Rabbi Yochanan would say that lo Yalfinon kata miketana. And therefore there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was addressing the question of a ketana le'inyan mitzia, whether she could be kona mitzia through chatzer. And Reish Lakish was addressing the question whether a katan could be kona mitzia through chatzer. All the facts and all the dinim on the ground are the same for both Rav and Reish Lakish, for both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They were talking about two different cases. Okay.
It's a Talmud of Rav Chaim
Volozhin. Oh, Rav Chaim Volozhin? I said the Gaon. Okay. Okay. He was a Talmud of a Talmud of the God. Okay. Now we have Rashi. So let's see if we can understand Rashi. Umar Savra Loyal Fina. I'm sorry. Mar Omar Chada. Reish Lakish Omar Le'inyan Mitzia. Urab Yochanan Le'inyan Get. Inami Mar Omar Le'katon Umar Omar Le'katan. So far, we've been explaining the sugya according to Rashi's second pshat, which is the Inami. Which means that Rabbi Yochanan was addressing the case of a ketana, and she could have a kinyan chotzer be mitzia, and Reish Lakish was addressing the case of a katar, which would mean that they both agree, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, that lo yofinin katan miketana. Now we go back to the first interpretation of Rashi, and that is. The Reish Lakish was talking about Mitzia, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Get. And again, Velo Pligi. So it means the following. As far as Get is concerned, everybody agrees that Yalfinan Mitzia Miget. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was pointing out, that a Ketana, insofar as she has a Chotzer for Get, she also has a chotzer for mitzia, for kinyanim mitzia, and Reish Lakish agrees. Now we have to ask the second question. And that is, just 1 second. What did I just say? I think I messed up. Let's start again. We're talking about, again, according to Rashi's first pshat, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Get, and Reish Lakish is talking about Mitzia. Did I get that right? Reish Lakish is talking about Mitzia, and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Get. Velo Plegi. So wait a minute. So what is Rabbi Yochanan telling me about Get? He's just telling me that a ketana has a kinyan chotzer in Get, based on Venosan B'yoda. So wait a minute, Rabbi Yochanan is just reiterating what we know from the Braisa. That's a little bit odd. Reish Lakish is saying that although a ketana has a chotzer for Get, that doesn't prove a thing about Mitzia. She cannot be kona Mitzia through her chotzer. And Rabbi Yochanan agrees. But I don't understand what exactly is Rabbi Yochanan telling me. So let me just read to this note and see if it helps at all. He says, Rashi b'Perusha Rishon.
Who's this?
Just a footnote in the Masifta. He doesn't quote anybody. He's just kind of like working out pshat. Then later he's gonna offer a different pshat. But first he's giving you what he considers the simple pshat. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish maskimim shalolom din mitzia miget. El Rabbi Yochanan diber al get, Reish Lakish diber al mitzia. Hainu, shebe get, chotzer mishum yodis rabboi, v'lachein yesh l'ketana chotzer, and that's fine. Ube mitzia, chotzer mishum shlichus, and therefore lolam dim mitzia miget, v'lachein ein l'kot l'ketana chotzer. Ooh, that's sharp. Wow, I didn't understand the first pshat in Rashi. He's saying that is chotzer mishum yad or is chotzer mishum shlichus, and then afkamina is going to be legabi ketana. And the answer is that both are correct. That chutz is mishum yad and chutz is mishum shlichus. In the case of get, the Torah was machadish that chutz is mishum yad. Hence, she can receive her get in her yad or in her chutz, because chutz is a replacement, it's identical with her yad. But that doesn't mean, let's not make the mistake of assuming that chatzar is always mishum yad. It's only mishum yad in the case where the Torah was mechadish that it's mishum yad, and that's the case of get. But lo yalfina metziah miget means that in the case of metziah, chatzar operates midin shlichus. And that's what Reish Lakish meant when he said chatzar mishum shlichus. He was talking about metziah, and Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Rabbi Yochanan only said that chatzar mishum yad in the case of get. But in the case of Metziah, Chatz Mishum Shlichus. Hence, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that there's no Kinyan Metziah for a Katan or a Ketana in the case of a Chatzer.
And they assume that the default version that is Mishum Shlichus is only because it was the Achidish by Get?
Something along that line. In other words, I think what Rashi is saying here is that logically, if all things were equal, then Chatz is Mishum Shlichus. Which again, it's a little bit antithetical to everything we've been saying. The exception to the rule of Chatz Mishum Shlichus is going to be Get. And how do I know this? How did Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish was on board with Rabbi Yochanan, but how did Rabbi Yochanan know that all of a sudden Chatzer is Mishum Yad? Which means that we're going to jack up Chatzer to a level that's much higher than Shlichus. And Nafka Mina is going to be a Katan or a Ketana. In this case of Get, only a Ketana, but it means that although Chatz Mishum Shlichus would certainly not operate in Get, because a Ketana doesn't have a Shliach, but we're going to say that just like she has a Yad, she has a Chatz, because Chatz Mishum Yad. But that's not going to be the rule, that's going to be the exception.
Well,
to
why
the rule.
Not say it's a binyan? Why don't you say that the Torah taught it by Get, teach it by all cases?
Right, so that's what we call Isura Mimamona Lo Yalfinan, or in the, I'm just using a different phrase, but the Gemara's language is lo yalfina metziah miget. So again, we could always try to understand that on a deeper level, but at least on a surface level, lo yalfina metziah miget means that in metziah we have our own rules and regulations. Metziah is not a matter of getting the thing into your hand physically, such that chatz is an extension of your hand. Metziah is hilchus kinyanim. And hilchus kinyanim, you could talk about shlichus, you could talk about a Maisa Kinyan, but we're not talking about the extension of a Yad. The concept of an extension of a Yad is very unique to Vinasan V'yada and Get, that we just have to put the Get into our hand, or alternatively a Chatzah, which is Kiyada. But to derive from that conclusions about Chatzah, Kiyada, Linyan, Kinyanim, that we're not going to do. And again, we thought that was only Reish Lakish. Now we're saying that's even Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan is on board, lo yalfina metziah miget. So what is chatzar in metziah then? If I own a chatzar and a bird flies down and lands in my chatzar, I'm konet. The answer is that's shlichus. And that's the way we should understand chatzar. So in Dini Mamonos, chatzar is mishum shlichus, and now we're saying that even Rabbi Yochanan holds that chatzar is mishum shlichus. And then Nafka Mina is that there's no Kinyan Chatzah in a Metziah for a Katan or a Ketan. That's the last possibility in the Sugya. Ulam, he says, Haran Nechlak, which I think he means he argues against Rashi, Vekosav, She'en Lefarish Maro Marchadu Maro Chadu Kepirish HaRisham Shal Rashi, Shachiluku be metzia leget, mishum shem nefarish kein nimtza, sheterut zehu shalokal locha. Notice the Ran wants to reconcile the various possibilities in the Gemara with halocha lemaisa. Kiyum kein, because if we accept Rashi's first pshat, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, sheketana yeshla Chatzer v'yeshla arba amos, which has the same din of chatzer beget, v'ulam begitin daf ein chesam in beis amr Shmuel, Balocha Kishmuel, Shirak if I get Munach b'mokom Shiachola Litol Misham, Harezu Megureshes. One second, I think he's saying the following, that according to Rashi's first pshat, is when it comes to get, we're going to say that what the chotzes mishum yad, velo pligi. The chotzes mishum yad, and if chotzes mishum yad, therefore says the Ran, she should be able to be kona through Dalan Amos, and that's not so. Because Shmuel says she can only be kona the get if it's in a place. She could be kona the get even outside of Dalet Amos, in a place where she could pick up the get. Scratch that. That Dalet Amos is not enough for a woman to be kona her get and be megureshes, but rather you need that al yidei his kofufus bilvad. All she has to do is bend down and pick up the get, then Hari he megureshes. But if it's four amas and she can't just bend down, she's not megureshes. Whereas if you're going to say that chotzu mishum yad in the case of get, and everybody agrees to that, then she should be able to be kona in her chotzer, even if she's not close enough to be miskofev and litol as gito. So the Ran wants to reconcile our Gemara with the Halacha. So let's just summarize very quickly. We have three different interpretations of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The first interpretation is that as far as get is concerned, everybody agrees that Chatzu Mishum Yad is Rabbi. And that's derived from Venosan B'yada. And that's not a kasha on Reish Lakish, because Rabbi Reish Lakish also agrees that in get chotzim shum yad, and the machlokus is whether yalfinon mitziyah miget or lo yalfinon mitziyah miget. The second interpretation is everybody agrees yalfinon mitziyah miget, but maybe that's only as far as the kata is concerned, but we cannot jump to ketana. And the third answer is that they all agree there was never a machlokus. Right, that what I meant to say was that Reish Lakish holds that in the case of a katan, he doesn't have a possibility of being kona a metziah through his chotzer. And then we have the third possibility, that there is no machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And using Rashi's second interpretation, what happened was that Rabbi Yochanan was addressing the case of a Ktana, and Reish Lakish was addressing the case of a katan, and Kuliyamalo plea that lo yalfina katami ktana. Okay, we'll stop here.